Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shree Pushkar Chemical and Fertilizers Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that some of the statements or comments made on today's call may be forward-looking in nature. This may include, but are not necessarily limited to, financial projections or other statements of the company's plan, objectives, expectations, or intentions. The company disclaims an obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect future events or development. Kindly refer to slide number 17 of the earnings presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitesh Pangal, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of Shree Pushkar Chemical and Fertilizers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and we welcome all the participants of Shree Pushkar Chemical and Fertilizers Limited for Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call. Joining us today from the management side, we have Mr. Punit Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Beriwala, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Punit Makharia for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitesh. Good evening and warm welcome to everyone for Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call of Shree Pushkar Chemical and Fertilizers Limited. Friends, I hope you all have got an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on the company's website. Friends, now I take you through the financial and operational performance of our company for Q2 and H1 FY24. In the fiscal year 2024, our prime object remains the efficient operation of our manufacturing plants, with a strong emphasis on maintaining healthy cash flow through our business cycle. Our commitment is to avoid accumulating costly inventories and managing our cash flows that could have impacted us negatively on our financial health, all while retaining our valued customers. Rather than pursuing rapid top-line growth without a long-term perspective, we have adopted a measured approach, prioritizing stability over short-term gains. We have also been vigilant about monitoring commodities, pricing, and the market trends to avoid unfavorable situations. Friends, these strategic decisions allow us to navigate the challenges for the first half of the year and maintain our financial stability. I'm pleased to share significant development in our operations, particularly in the Ratnagiri region of Maharashtra. Our efforts have resulted in noteworthy increases in total sales, and we have undertaken site development for our Unit 6. This is a strategic initiative in Ratnagiri, not only emphasizes our capacity within the fertilizer segment but also contributes to the overall growth of our organization. Furthermore, we take pride in ongoing projects to establish a 3.8-megawatt DC solar plant in Ahmednagar District, Maharashtra. Once commissioned, this facility, along with the existing solar plant, will generate an impressive 9-megawatt DC on clean energy. This project complements our previous strategic investment of a 5.2-megawatt DC solar power plant in the same region, reframing our commitments to sustainable energy solutions and broader environment goals. In the dyes and dyes intermediate segment, we have experienced moderate growth this quarter, while the global demand has softened due to economic challenges and energy crisis. Our efforts and initiatives have enabled us to maintain stability. Despite various challenges such as floods, heavy rains, droughts at some parts in Maharashtra, and geopolitical tensions, there are signs of recovery, and we expect production and demand for dyes to increase gradually. Lastly, I'm delighted to report that your company boasts a robust balance sheet and loan deposits of 113 crore, which provides a strong cash flow position for long-term stability and sustainability. Despite the challenging circumstances of geopolitical tensions, demand pressures, global supply chain disruptions, economic downturns, and high inflationary pressures, we have achieved moderate growth. Our unwavering commitments to sustainable growth in the face of adversity have been the key to our success. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about our future and anticipate significant improvements in both profitability and revenue growth in coming quarters. We remain dedicated to our goals and confident that our hard work and strategic planning will continue to pay off. We are excited to face the challenges lies ahead, building on the success we have achieved so far. With this, I would like to pass on the baton to Mr. Deepak, our CFO, who will provide you the operational and financial highlights for Q2 and H1 FY24. To Mr. Deepak.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to provide an overview of our operational and financial performance for the Q2 and H1 of the FY24. In Q2 FY24, our consolidated volume in the chemical sector showed a 15% increase, reaching 16,400 metric tons, up from 14,063 metric tons in Q2 FY23. For the first half of FY24, the chemical sector volume increased by 26% to 38,000 metric tons in H1 FY24, up from 23,800 metric tons in H1 FY23. On a consolidated basis. Moving on to our financial results, in Q2 FY24, our consolidated revenue amount to ₹185.2 crores, showing a 2% growth compared to ₹181.3 crores in Q2 FY23. Our consolidated EBITDA for Q2 FY24 was ₹14 crores, a slight 2% increase from ₹13.7 crores in Q2 FY23 with the margin of 7.5% in Q2. The PAT for Q2 FY24 stood at ₹8.5 crores, which represents a significant 74% growth from the ₹4.9 crores in Q2 FY23 with the PAT margin of 4.6%. For the first half of FY24, our consolidated revenue was ₹361 crores, showing a 3% growth compared to ₹350 crores in H1 FY23. However, our consolidated EBITDA for H1 FY24 of ₹28 crores. The EBITDA margin for H1 24 was 7.8% and the PAT margin was 4.5%. The PAT for H1 FY24 was at ₹16.3 crores. With this, I would like to open the floor for any question or discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Dhruv Mukesh Bajaj from Smart Sync Investment Advisor Service. Please proceed.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of results in this challenging time. So
my
first question was, after the completion of the chemicals and the SSP fertilizer CAPEX, what is the revenue potential of the two separate segments? And like, what are the margin profile, working capital intensity and the asset turnover of the respective segments? Since I couldn't find PAT numbers for the two different segments, that will be very helpful.
Hey, Mukesh, looking to your question, if we see that we have completed the CAPEX of Unit 5 in March 2023, and if I talk about a normal scenario and a normal business environment, you know, wherein a stability and sustainability as far as the the recent crisis what we are looking around us, including geopolitical situations, I believe that the chemical sector and fertilizer sector on consolidated basis should give us a total revenue of approximately 900 crore rupees, approximately or so, on a consolidated basis. And if I take it separately, it should be around 350 to 400 crore rupees on in terms of the fertilizer and balance on the chemicals. As far as the profitability is concerned, if you look at our previous results, we've been always, somewhere near around 9 to 10, 10 to 11% of the PAT levels. But for the last 1.5 years or so, you know, we are trying to maintain our cash flows, we are trying to maintain our customers, we are trying to behave very conservatively in this tight situation market where the demand is on a very high pressure and the pricing volatility is very high. We are just trying to play very safe and extremely conservative. We personally believe that right now, you know, accumulation of cash and not living with a costly and the heavy inventories in our books, we are trying to behave very cautiously. So right now our profitability, we have taken a hit, but we don't want to compromise on a long term standing.
So that is very helpful. So my other question was going to be that since we have seen a drastic moderation in the margins in the recent years, so as you have mentioned that due to market conditions being a bit tough, so it is primarily due to that, or there is some change in product mix as well, which is also contributing to this?
Mukesh, I am not able to understand. Your voice is not clear. Can you please pick up the handset and just repeat your question, please?
Sir, am I audible now?
Yeah, you are audible, but please speak slowly so that I can understand it, because your voice is cracking.
No issue, sir. Sir, I was trying to understand that since our margins have dropped from 15% say in FY20 to 10% in FY23, now partially you have mentioned that because the market conditions have been poor as such, but is there some change in product mix that is happening, or that is primarily due to the market conditions? And once
there is no change in the product mix, products are the same, it is only due to the market conditions, and majority of the market conditions are beyond our control.
Right, sir. Got it, sir. That is very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Sir, I see 25% degrowth in the fertilizer segment. Is there any specific reason why there is a degrowth of 25% in the segment?
Yeah, basically there are 2-3 issues which we have encountered particularly kharif season, Mr. Rathi. A, if you remember and if you, think about it, that specifically, in Kisan we have taken a degrowth in terms of fertilizer. If I give you a specific number, in Kisan, the total revenue in this quarter compared to the last year quarter has gone down, from 48 crores to 31 crores. So, there is a dip of around 30-35% in terms of the Kisan phosphates. You see, in FY22-23, in this quarter 2, we have sold, this total revenue was 48 crores. And if you talk about the revenue in this particular financial year for quarter 2 is only 32 crores. So there is a 16 crores dip. In terms of the, this percentage, I think it is close to 35%. Mainly, if you will see, this is mainly because of the flood situation in Haryana and Punjab, which is our prominent area. Somewhere in May, June, July, these 3 months were completely under the water in terms of the, Haryana and Punjab. And if you talk about Maharashtra, Maharashtra is still considering to be declared as a drought in certain areas. So, because of these issues, which are all this, these climatic conditions, which are not in our control also, so there we have taken a hit into the fertilizer. Overall, if you see chemical, in this chemical sector, we have done fairly well looking at the today's condition and our peer competitors. But yes, fertilizer section has taken a dip. Due to these kind of climatic conditions and the pricing conditions and some subsidy, which has been recently reduced by the government of India. And looking at that also that, since the subsidy is going to reduce in 1st October 2024, so we were thinking, since the subsidy is going to increase, then the price are going to, when the subsidy is going to decrease, then the price is going to increase. So all these things mixture up for everything, there is a hit on the demand. And this is revenue in terms of fertilizer business.
So, sir, when do we expect the recovery of fertilizer segment? Because chemical segment, I can clearly see there has been a growth of 20%, which is magnificent.
In fertilizer, Mr. Rathi, I think somewhere in quarter 4, there could be a good sign of the recovery. By that time, the entire pricing and the demand would have been stabilized. As of now, looking at the, you know, current raw material prices of the, also of the DAP and rock phosphate are bit on, you know, this unstabilizes the phase. But I personally believe in the, you know, this, this October, November, December, generally it's a lean period for the fertilizer business. And somewhere by the quarter four, I think we should come back on our original levels.
Perfect, sir. Sir, as I said, I can see 20% growth in the chemical sector. Sir, do we expect the similar kind of outlook for quarter three and quarter four also?
Mr. Rathi, in my opinion, this growth would have been much better. Right. But looking at the scenario, as I explained before, that, you know, we prefer to sell less but not to be at a risky zone. So there are quite potential if we achieve 100% or, you know, a decent amount of, you know, this capacity utilization. I am sure the total revenue in the existing capacity has got a potential of giving us, you know, this total sales of around 1,000 crores on this consolidated basis.
This year, sir, guiding for FY24.
24 is not possible to achieve, you know, 1,000 crores, but I believe somewhere in next year, here is, you know, wherein I believe, you know, this complete stability, we should be, you know, able to achieve somewhere in next year.
Right, sir. Like you said, you mentioned about the utilization. What would be the utilization now for the chemical sector?
In chemicals, it would be around 67% or so.
Okay, perfect, sir. So my last question.
Rather, it should be 65 to 66%.
Okay. Perfect, sir. So my last question coming to you. Sir, when do we expect the remaining capex to get operational and phase out?
See, we have already started capex on in terms of the solar, right? And we believe that the new solar of 3.8 megawatt would be commissioned before March 2024. And as far as now unit 6 we have taken up, we have already started site development at unit 6. That would take probably somewhere financial year 24-25.
Okay, and the unit 5 for chemical vertical?
That unit 5 is completely operational, Mr. Rathi, and we are just waiting for the right opportunity and right market conditions to come. Unit 5 is totally completed from our side. Nothing is pending. We have already started the, you know, this expansion work of dyes also, which you announced in our last, you know, this board meeting. That work we have already started. Unit 6 we have already started. 3.8 megawatt expansion power plant, solar plant we have already started. In terms of Madhya Bharat, we have already started the modernization and capacity expansion at our Diwanganj site. So, you know, all these things we have already started, Mr. Mukesh.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet ji. Thanks for taking my question.
Hi, Parth.
I just have two questions. One, if you could provide me with the revenue breakup for H1 between chemicals and fertilizers, that would be really helpful.
Okay, do we have right now, Deepak, on control basis or on the fertilizer and chemicals? Just the second part.
Sure.
No, total control. Okay. No, this is in terms of volume. Sorry, volumes. In terms of value, do we have? Part, just second, Mr. Deepak is, you know, calculating and giving you next few minutes. By that time, you can go ahead for your second question.
Sure. Sir, second question is regarding the capacity. You mentioned that work for Unit 6 will probably start. What would be our total capacity post this capex is implemented?
For fertilizers?
Yes, sir.
Apart from, you know, Unit 6, definitely we are going into a fertilizer sector. But those are the completely different products what we have as of now. We are going into, you know, this complex NPKs.
Okay, perfect.
Fertilizer segment, but there is a difference of the products. Like, you know, we manufacture existingly, you know, single super phosphate, we make the you know, the granulated NPK, then we make water soluble SOPs also. Like the same way, this is a different, you know, segment in fertilizer business. It's, you know, complex NPKs.
Okay. And I can see in the investor presentation that we are planning a capex of 89 crores as mentioned. What would be the revenue potential once the plant is up and running?
See, in that total capex, including Madhya Bharat, Kisan and Pushkar, total capex which has been planned is around 215 crores. And out of 215 crores capex, I'll tell you around 80 crores of the capex is for the backward integration. That may not generate any top line revenue growth, but definitely that will improve on the bottom line sector. And for the other, it will be this enhancement of the capacity in terms of the complex fertilizers, in terms of the dye stuffs, and in terms of the SSPs. So, though I have not calculated, Mr. Park, but I believe we should be able to touch somewhere around 1400 crores or so in a normal market scenario. This I am telling you without any calculation. I am just giving you out of my this intelligence in the last few seconds.
That helps, sir. That helps. That is absolutely fine.
And secondly, the thing which you wanted, fertilizer business is 89.27 crores on consolidated basis. And chemical business is 97.30 crores.
Perfect, sir. That's very helpful. And that's all from my side. And wish you luck for coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, team. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So on the working capital front, we have been maintaining that we want to avoid excess inventory and bad debts. But in H1, our investors' inventory and debtors have increased. So can you explain the reason behind this?
See, there are two main reasons, Mr. Solanki. A, we have started the Unit 5 also. And looking at the slow market conditions, we have started our Unit 5 also. And what I can see is that these are the receivables, Deepak. I think it's better you address this question, Deepak. Just hold on, Mr. Solanki. Mr. Deepak is addressing your question.
Means in March 23, total receivable is 1.128 crores, and in September 23 is 141 crores. It's because due to start of our Unit 5 project and also the Diwanganj plant. And it has to be 5 to 7% increase in total trade receivables.
And inventory has also increased. So both on account of Unit 5 and Diwanganj?
Yes, Diwanganj plant.
Okay. And sir, if you can give your perspective on the realizations, the volumes we are seeing that they are increasing, but any trend on the realization? How are you seeing the realization?
Realization, if you ask me honestly, I personally believe that, as of now, realizations would be in a similar kind of a level as of now where we are. I personally do not see, though we are fighting against the, wind, we are walking against the wind, but then too also we are trying our level best to achieve and perform at the most, ethical manner and the best way. But you are well aware that how the situations are around us, and I think that at least in next two quarters also, performance of the company in terms of the PAT levels would be a similar line. This is my personal opinion, rest the time would tell, that we should be, achieving the same set of numbers as what we did in Q1 and Q2.
Okay, and we are fairly confident that we can keep on increasing the volume based on the increased capacity.
हमको कुछ ज्यादा करना नहीं है, वो होने ही वाला है. और मैं आपको एक बात बता देता हूँ इसमें बहुत क्लियरली कि ये टाइम पे दो पैसा कम कमाएंगे, कम मिलेगा, कम बनेगा, वो चलेगा. किधर अपन फंस नहीं जावे, किधर कोई लंबी इन्वेंट्री गले में नहीं आ जावे, कहीं कोई पैसा कंपनी का फंस नहीं जावे. क्योंकि होता क्या है सर, आज की तारीख में कौन से कस्टमर की पोजीशन क्या है वो जज करना बहुत मुश्किल है. एंड आई बिलीव इन वन पर्टिकुलर कॉन्सेप्ट, दैट वन रॉन्ग डिसीजन इन द बिजनेस मे कीप यू आउट ऑफ द बिजनेस फॉर एवर. So the right now the situation what I see around me is that it is very important to work very cautiously and conservatively, and sometimes, you know, working conservatively is beneficial. So I am not focusing more on the profitability, I am more focusing on sustainability and stability. And you know, then the, you know, we have plenty of time, we have got a good capacity, we have got a good customer network, we have got a good business model, we are interest-free company, we are debt-free company. In the time of recession also, we are further putting us ourselves on, you know, this new expansion mode. There is a huge opportunity lying us, but let us wait for the right, you know, this global scenario to come.
Understood, sir. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please proceed.
Namaskar. I hope I am audible, so I continue.
Yeah, Damaniji, you are perfectly audible. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Sir, today my first question is regarding the dyes that we manufacture. I want to understand whether these dyes which we manufacture are being used by all sort of fibers, that is cotton, polyester, viscose, woolen, etc. And similarly, yarns and fabric both. And then these dyes can also be used for some leather or other types of uses. So kindly give me some understanding about it.
We basically produce reactive dyes, Damaniji. And what you said that, you know, it's perfectly for the, you know, this cotton fibers, polyesters, right? And a few of the dyes what we produce is not good and not we recommend for the polyester also. But as far as the cotton is concerned, linen is concerned, we suggest and we sell to all these customers. For leather business, we don't make any dyes. For leathers, it's you know, the acid dyes which generally goes for the leather. And as far as the reactive is concerned, it doesn't go for the leather, Damaniji. Second, I would like to add here is that the reason why we are into the reactive dyes is that the, you know, because the raw materials of the reactive dyes are being manufactured by us, like dyes intermediates, like, you know, H acid, vinyl sulfone, K acid, gamma acid, sulfur VS, you know, and few other intermediates. Plus, whatever the intermediates we produce, then there also we have a backward integration of our own acid plant. And so whatever the acid we produce goes into our dyes intermediates, whatever dyes intermediate we produce, it goes into the dye stuffs. And we call ourselves a zero waste company. The reason being is that whatever the waste acid, spent acid, mother liquor, what we generate from the intermediate business, we use that waste acid in our, you know, in our other ancillary units for the cattle feed business and even for the fertilizer business. So what I want to emphasize here is that we are a totally backward forward, six-stage backward forward integrated company which is producing dyes, having part of our own energy generation in terms of the solar and as well as our you know, steam pressure turbines what we have. So, sir, this is completely a zero waste and self-sustainable six-stage backward forward, you know, this integrated business model.
Right, sir. Thank you very much for the explanation and good understanding. And we really appreciate your vision and strategies that you designed for the business. So, that is highly appreciable. Sir, one more thing about the fact that can I get a figure of sales of cattle feed in last quarter or first half, if I can?
That we will post it to you, send it to you through our IR, you know, to our partner. Right now, we are not having that particular figure with us.
No problem, sir. Sir, similarly, can we really think of producing some pigments or, you know, colors for master batches? I mean, is it likely to happen or something in your thinking? Or it is
totally... Sir, wo ekdam alag chemistry hai. Like, you know, pigments and master batches for the plastic business, plastic industry, that's a different chemistry altogether, Damani.
Okay. Achha, one more thing
to done in this plant, that has a separate production facility, that requires a separate production facility and a separate set of raw materials, which has got nothing to do with these dyes intermediates.
Okay. Sir, from your own conversation, I heard that 215 crores are still to be spent from today. Is it correct?
Right.
Acha. And out of this, some amount will go towards solar energy generation. That is, some 20-30 crores will, I think, go towards it. Rest of all will go towards creating chemical or fertilizer facilities.
You are right, Damanji.
Thank you. And lastly, sir, 141 crore debtors, I think includes our subsidies, if any, to be received from government or some other, or subsidies are fully recovered.
No, no, sir, subsidies never recovered fully. It is always outstanding and it's a continuous process. Our total book debt includes subsidies also.
Okay, thank you very much for the understanding and really appreciate, sir, and salutation for your vision and understanding of the business. Thank you very much.
You're obliged. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my first question is this Unit 6, it is at Ratnagiri. Is it meant only for the fertilizers?
Sir, we have got a huge land parcel for Unit 6, and initially at this point of time, we are developing approximately half of the land parcel, and the kind of expansion what we are doing in Unit 6, that will be covered up in half of the existing land parcel, and the balance land parcel, let's see what we put up there, but the whole land parcel will not be going for this expansion.
Okay, but the existing, whatever you are doing, the expansion at Unit 6 is exclusively for fertilizers.
Yeah, as of now.
As of now, correct, no? Okay, sir, my second question is, you have mentioned that you are also doing expansion in Unit 5 for the chemicals vertical. In that you have mentioned, maybe 50 or more than 50% or whatever the ratio is for the backward integration and partly forward integration also.
You're right.
So backward is, I understood that if you are going to manufacture the products that require to make these dye intermediates or dyes, which currently you are buying from outside.
You're right.
Correct. But forward integration, would you be able to share us what products we will be making?
We'll be going into the dyes production, sir.
But you would be making some more different dyes?
We are expanding all our capacities for the dyes.
Oh, we are expanding the capacity of the dyes.
That's right.
Okay, fair enough. So now, you said all this, you know, 1,400 crore types of turnover.
You are approximately, Mr. Jain.
I know, sir. Let us say 1,300 only, no issues. So that, I know the demand is yet to pick up and it is becoming very difficult to predict. So my question was, in spite of that, you are, you know, taken a decision to plunge and again, you know, expand. What gives you confidence to do this?
See, Mr. Jain, it's a good question, and let me share my personal opinion, my personal view with you, since I've been into this industry at the age of my 18 years. Now I'm 53 years. It's all, you know, it has been 25 years I've been, you know, looking at this industry at a very close outlook. First of all,
it's not 25, sir. You have been in the business for 35 now.
Sorry, 35 years.
If you say 18 years, then it is 53 means 35 years, sir.
My bad, Mr. Jain. Anyways, now, sir, what I personally believe is that we have a very stable and backward integrated, forward integrated, sustainable business model. Point number one. Point number two, we have to believe, you know, we believe in, a, you know, in our business what we do, right? And we look, you know, at it at a different angle, and I personally believe that it has got a huge potential still which has not been explored up till now. Point number three, the major, you know, the countries which are into this sector was China and now India. Entire globe focus is on India. China, you know, in the last few years has become completely unviable. I remember when I used to, you know, do these investor con calls 3, 4, 5 years back. At that time, the plenty of questions were about the China and the competition from the China. Now nobody asks anything about the China. Everybody knows that China is on an exit mode. So now, in the world, none of you, neither me, neither you, have left, wearing colorful clothes. And to the whole world, India is the only supplier. As of now, looking at the current situation, there is a bit, this conservativeness amongst a common man for its purchasing. I also believe in this concept that as of now, the kind of uncertainty, this uncertainty we are looking around us for the last 1 year, first, about Ukraine and Russia and now about Israel and Hamas. एक कॉमन आदमी जो है वो एक डरता है. कॉमन आदमी को, एक आम आदमी को एक सही परिस्थिति का अंदाजा नहीं आता. और हर आदमी समझता है कि अरे भैया, ये तो कल साल अमेरिका भी आ जाएगा, परसों ये भी, रशिया भी आ जाएगा, चाइना भी आ जाएगा. तो एक आम आदमी थोड़ा सा घबराता है, डरता है. उस करके कॉमन मैन, ये सब मैं आपको मेरा ओपिनियन बता रहा हूँ, एक आम आदमी बाइंग के लिए जल्दी से आता नहीं है. दो इसमें नॉट इम्पैक्ट अस डायरेक्टली अवर बिजनेस, बट डेफिनेटली दिस इम्पैक्ट द सेंटिमेंट्स ऑफ द बिजनेस. ठीक है, ये आज जो परिस्थिति चल रही है, प्रोबेबली इट विल गो फॉर नेक्स्ट वन और टू क्वार्टर मोर, बट सर देर इज अ सब्सटेंशियल पोटेंशियल इन द बिजनेस एंड वी हैव टू बिलीव इन इट. आई लुक फॉरवर्ड कि आने वाले समय में देर इज अ ग्रेट पोटेंशियल इन टू दिस. आज भले ही हम एग्जिस्टिंग कैपेसिटी अचीव नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, प्लस सर मंदी के टाइम में अगर कोई एक्सपांशन करना है या कुछ भी अपने को नया ग्रोथ प्लान करना है तो मंदी के टाइम में कर लिया जाए तो वो बेहतर है, ताकि जब अच्छा समय आएगा देन वी आर इनटू सेलिंग इनटू द बोट. नाउ वी हैव गॉट गुड अमाउंट ऑफ मनी लाइंग इन अवर नो लिन डिपॉजिट्स. वी विल कीप ऑन जनरेटिंग इन एटलीस्ट इन दिस फाइनेंशियल ईयर ऑल्सो. वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू स्पेंड एंड कैपेक्स इन्वेस्टमेंट इन इमीडिएटली. This is also phased out for next 12 to 18 months. Generate our own money. We are not taking any kind of a bank funding or something like that for the this for the capex. We are getting ourselves ready and prepared for the next opportunity to come.
Sir, that is very helpful. लेकिन आपके लिए मेरा एक इम्पोर्टेंट आपसे ये लेना है क्लैरिटी की जो अभी एग्जिस्टिंग अनसर्टिनिटी सिनेरियो है. जैसे आपने बताया, एक तो इन्फ्लेशन ज्यादा है वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज और यूएस में, दूसरा जो दो वार चल रहा है उसका वजह से भी है, और तीसरा ये भी है कि चाइना कंपनीज ने हमारे इंडियन मार्केट में काफी केमिकल्स को डंप कर रहा है
चाइना.
इसका वजह चाइना से, चाइना कंपनीज है.
सर देखिए, मैं देखिए केमिकल, मिस्टर जैन, केमिकल एक बहुत बड़ा सेक्टर है, ठीक है ना. और हम लोग जिस सेक्टर के अंदर बिजनेस करते हैं या हम लोग जिस सेक्टर में डील करते हैं, दैट इज स्पेसिफिकली डाइस्टर्स एंड डाइज इंटरमीडिएट्स. सर देयर चाइना हैज गॉट नो प्रेजेंस. इफ यू लुक एट द इम्पोर्ट डेटा फॉर द लास्ट 3 years एंड टूडे इज ऑल्सो राइट इन इंडिया फ्रॉम चाइना, यू विल सी दैट कि चाइना का एक्सपोजर धीरे 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 प्रैक्टिकली सिंगल डिजिट पे या बहुत ज्यादा कम हो गया है. I am not talking about any other products. I am not talking any other product like API intermediates or API pharma. I am not talking about those things. I am talking about the sectors what we deal into. In that, China has got practically, hardly any impact on our business.
So, मतलब समझ गया. तो अगर आप सोचिए कि अगर वार्स थोड़ा बंद या कम हो गया और उधर इन्फ्लेशन वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज में कम हो गया, तो जैसे डिमांड हमको वापस आएगा हमारा प्रोडक्ट में, तो यू फील दैट देन वी विल बी ऑन दी ग्रोथ पाथ. इज दैट इज अ करेक्ट असेसमेंट?
100% जेन सर.
सो देर इज नो चाइनीज कॉम्पिटिशन इन अवर प्रोडक्ट.
सर आप डेटा स्टडी करो ना.
सही बात है सर. ठीक है सर, लास्ट थिंग इज, जो भी हम लोग डाइज का कैपेसिटी ज्यादा कर रहा है सर, अभी कितना है और ये जो कैपेक्स करने के बाद कितना होगा सर?
सर ऐसा है कि अभी एग्जिस्टिंगली वी हैव गॉट अ इंस्टॉल कैपेसिटी ऑफ 6000 टन अ ईयर, विच वी आर अचीविंग अराउंड 65% बेसिस
यूटिलाइजेशन. सो कितना अभी ऐड कर रहे हैं सर 6000 को?
सर ऑलमोस्ट वी बी डबलिंग इट.
यू आर डबलिंग इट, वेरी गुड. मतलब वी हैव सो मच स्पेस इन यूनिट 5.
या 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 या.
Okay, so after this capex, the land parcel at Unit 5 would get exhausted. सब कुछ खत्म हुआ होगा?
हाँ सर.
अच्छा सर, यूनिट सिक्स में जब भी आप डिसाइड करेंगे एक्सपेंशन करने के लिए, सो दैट वुड यू वुड हैव एनफ लैंड बैंक, जो भी 50% बचा है आप बोल रहे हैं, दैट इज व्हाट सम 10 एकर सम ऐसा कुछ हम लोग अस्यूम कर सकते हैं?
हाँ हाँ बिल्कुल
10 एकर ठीक है सर. विश ऑल दी पुष्कर टीम वेरी हैप्पी दिवाली एंड थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर क्लैरिफाइंग ऑल द डाउट सर. थैंक यू.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us on Q2 and H1 FY24 earning call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact our investor relation advisor, Churchgate Partners, and we'll be happy to address all your queries. Thank you very much and wish you all a happy Diwali and happy Dhanteras. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.